Welcome back, friends. Concluding thoughts on the interior freedom. The pursuit of the theological virtues yields the fruit of relationship with God. Again, that's a restatement of his thesis statement. God loves us in an absolutely unconditional way by virtue of himself. So I suppose Sarah ended with the last one. What more could he have done on the cross? What greater debasement and so forth. That's true. By virtue of, so God loves us in an absolutely unconditional way by virtue of himself, his mercy, and his infinite tenderness, by virtue of his fatherhood towards us. This experience produces a fundamental change in our Christian lives. It is an immense grace. The basis of our relationship to God no longer lies in us, but wholly and exclusively in God. And that's that insight that Therese realized. That's that elevator she's talking about. That she's not going to rely on her strength. She's going to rely on God's and his mercy. Now we become fully free, and because it's all God. And not in a, I'm not talking solo fide. When our relationship to God had God's fatherhood as its only foundation, it is safe from all harm. Mature Christians, Therese would call this, and so I call Therese a mature Christian, called her only treasure, and I have only highlighted, Father Philippe did, notes this as well, the only. They rely on their hope in the boundless divine mercy of their Father God. Praise and thanksgiving for the blessings received, because there are some who think that all spirituality is nothing but one trial after another, and that's a lie. That's a lie. So we praise and give thanksgiving for the gifts given, and we trust. And here's, I think, a key: and search for the greater good God can draw from times of suffering. So it's all right. So we're in the midst of the suffering. Sometimes that helps, right? What is the lesson I need to learn here? There could be no lesson. It could be just, you know, in entering into the passion. But oftentimes there's something there for us to learn, right? So we can look for that. This is an interior freedom nobody can take.
Right. Yeah, God is eminently, I mean, he is mercy. and so consequently, to be able to embrace that element of God, you have to also be able to embrace what he wishes to send into your life. And I love that thought from Jacques Philippe, you know, that freedom, true freedom, is choosing what you didn't choose. Mm-hmm. You know, that is, you know, it's almost as though Satan is duped by that. You know, he tries to send you evil, and then you are free again because you choose to take it. You know, he can't put you in a box, because each time that he tries, and you simply, I mean, look at Job. You know, I you think of the wonderment of Job, not only on earth, when all that he had lost was restored to him here, right? Because it was, I mean, he lost all of these things, his children, his family, his buildings, his animals, everything, right? And all of that was lost to him here and restored to him here, which is an incredible mercy. But just imagine the wonder and awe when not only was what he had on earth restored to him doubled, but when he went to heaven, right? At the moment of the resurrection, when our Lord went down to hell and descended to hell and brought back all of the righteous. What a moment of grace that must have been in the lives of the people in Job's family to see that not only was his earthly joy restored, everything was restored to him. I love that line where Mel Gibson inserted that into the Passion movie, where he looks at his mother and says, "Behold, I make all things new." And we have hope in that. Now, the resurrection is the truth of that hope.
That's right. That's right. All right, my friends. Sarah and I can't encourage you more strongly to take this text up, take it to prayer, and just treat yourself. Maybe in the summertime here, we have a little opportunity for spiritual reading. We all need to, in these times, find a way to nourish our spiritual life. And reading excellent works such as this is one way. It's not exclusive way, of course, but it is certainly one fruitful way. Till the next time, fides, Eubratio.